Let's talk about fear versus confidence, because I'm hearing from a lot of new people recently. I think since the banks started collapsing, a lot of people who weren't really red-pilled, they didn't know what was going on. And then it looks like the bank collapse woke a lot of people up, and suddenly they're all freaked out. And then they're reaching out to me like, oh my God, what should I do? I'm so afraid. I'm afraid of what's going to happen. And now, you listening to this, if you're a regular listener, you're not afraid. You're not living in fear, right? We don't exude a kind of fear day to day as we face the future. We exude confidence. Now, I'd like to offer you a metaphor on this. So suppose there's a house on fire and you're a trained firefighter. And you have all the firefighting gear. You've got the oxygen tank. You got the, I don't know what they call it, the suit. You got the helmet. You got your axe, you know, which is like an exit plan, an emergency exit. Just chop a hole in the wall. Get out, right? If you have to. You've got the gear. You got the training. Now, if you're properly trained as a firefighter, are you afraid to look at a fire or potentially go into that house with a fire hose and try to put the fire out? Are you afraid? If you've properly assessed the situation, you know how fire works. You know about flashovers. You know how smoke works. You know the limits of your protective equipment. You know how much oxygen you have in your tank. You know that your axe works. You know that you have the physical strength to carry yourself out of there, or a buddy or a victim. If you have all this knowledge and this training and this equipment, are you afraid? No, you're confident. Now, I don't mean overly confident. I don't mean you're going to just rush into some kind of a suicide scenario where things are about to blow up, but you have the confidence to do your job, which may be to enter a burning building and save an innocent person, or perhaps save yourself, or to halt property damage, or what have you. You have confidence because this isn't the first time that you've been presented with this issue. So you and I are like firefighters in the sense that we know what's coming. We know the world's currency system is burning down. We know there are going to be explosions of geopolitical matters and World War III. We know there's going to be smoke in the air. There are going to be toxins on fire. It's going to be a very dangerous environment. We know all this. And of course, I'm continuing the metaphor here because we're talking about, you know, the societal collapse. We're talking about culture wars. We're talking about food scarcity, sabotage of the energy infrastructure, inflation, World War III, false flag, nuclear terrorism, biological attacks, you know, the next pandemic release, all these things. That's like the acrid, smoke-filled air and flames all around us. We know this stuff. And yet, we don't have to walk through this life day to day with fear infusing us, because we have all the protective equipment of knowledge. We have knowledge and action. We know what's happening. We are able to decode it, and we're able to take action to protect ourselves against it. That's the difference. So the people that are just now reaching out to me, they might be very similar to people that are just now reaching out to you. Have you had that happen? Some people that maybe you haven't heard from in a long time are calling you up. It turns out you were right, you know, that kind of thing. Right. Those people are afraid because they don't have what you and I have, which is, you know how they say the armor of God, but this is the armor of knowledge, the armor of preparedness, the armor of foreknowledge of what is about to happen, or actually, frankly, what's already happening, because the bank failures have already begun. The currency's already in a slow collapse right now, right? We're already seeing the BRICS nations rise up and so on and so forth. I could give you, you know, dozens of examples, but that's beside the point. It's already happening. So those people who live in fear are people who have never thought about this before. They live in fear because they're surprised. They're taken by surprise. They live in fear because they've never thought about this before, and all of a sudden it's a new idea to them. Oh my God, I could lose my bank deposits? You know, oh my God, the dollar could go to zero? Oh my God, banks can fail? What? Are you kidding me? That's why they live in fear. So fear is actually an indicator of ignorance in this context, maybe not in every context. You know, there is something as a healthy fear. You know, if you're being hunted by a Siberian tiger, being afraid may give you the motivation and energy to depart the area and save your ass. So there is healthy fear, but we're talking about the fear that comes from ignorance. People just being oblivious and then suddenly facing the reality of, oh my God, the world that I thought existed could crumble at any minute. And that leads to something that I call a psychic fracturing. A psychic fracturing. That's going to happen in the minds of a lot of people who are ill prepared for what's coming. Whereas you and I, we're not going to suffer psychic fracturing because whatever happens, we're like, yeah, of course that's happening. We knew this was going to happen. Yeah, you know, of course the power grid failed. You know, whatever. Of course there's another pandemic that's been released. Of course it has a 50% mortality rate. Of course. We've interviewed all the experts. We've looked at all the documents. We've read the patents. We know that this is happening. This is not a surprise. So the best way to help other people overcome fear is to rescue them from ignorance through introducing them to knowledge. Knowledge like what you're listening to right now, alternative media, podcasts, articles, videos, you know, competing video platforms like my platform, Brighteon.com, or Rumble, or BitChute, or Odyssey, or Rockfin, or whatever all the other ones are out there, or alternative social media sites, you know, Gab and Truth Social and Getter, and I don't know, is Parler still up and functioning? I don't know, but whatever they are. Oh, Brighteon.social as well. This is where you get the knowledge that imparts confidence. Now, all of these sites that I just mentioned, every one of them, are labeled misinformation or disinformation by the powers that be. The powers that be that want people to remain completely ignorant, because in their ignorance and in their fear, they're easily manipulated by the powers that be. So we actually have an establishment, governments, institutions, universities that are anti-knowledge. Their job is to dissociate people from knowledge, from knowing, from having any truthful information about where we are and what's happening and where things are going. Because again, out of that fear, out of that ignorance, people can be controlled and enslaved. And that's the point of the establishment. But what you can do is help introduce people to alternative media. Say, hey, by the way, if you're tired of being afraid, if you're tired of being lied to, if you're tired of being manipulated, you want to learn the truth? Here's the truth. Check this out. Boom. Just start watching videos on Brighteon.com or check out the posts on Brighteon.social. Just get off the mainstream platforms and you're going to be hit with a lot of knowledge, a lot of analysis, a lot of really smart people who are very much interested in uplifting humanity and helping save lives. And before long, those who are introduced to this new knowledge will find their fear subsiding. They will be less afraid. Oh, by the way, you wonder why leftists are so triggered and afraid all the time? Why are they psychological snowflakes? Because they have no knowledge. To them, the whole world is a surprise. Everything that happens in their life, everything that happens in the world around them is a shock. That's why they're fragile. It's like, oh my God, what do you mean a bank failed? Oh my God. They never could have imagined that before. The idea is alien to them. And they can't cope with it. So bring people into alternative media and you will help them survive what's coming. And you'll help bring them out of fear and into a state of confidence, because we're all going to go through this fire, this house fire, this controlled demolition of society. We're all going through it. The question is, do you want the armor of knowledge? Do you want the armor of preparedness or not? You want to just run through the fire and get all burned up and suffer third-degree burns? Yeah, well, then remain ignorant, because that's what's going to happen to those people. If you want to survive the fire, get informed. And that's why we built Brighteon.com and Brighteon.social. So check it out. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of all the Brighteon sites. Thank you for listening. Take care.